The Pebble Partnership has released new data showing a larger mineral resource at the Pebble deposit near Iliamna Lake in southwest Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The new update to the mineral resource estimate is based on the results of the partnership's drilling program in 2008 and 2009. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership.
Shows in general an increase over our last estimate, which we had shared in the latter part of 2008, increases in all mineral categories, the copper, gold, and molybdenum.
The new estimate is based on 509 drill holes, including 37 new holes that have been drilled since the middle of 2008. The estimate for the amount of measured and indicated copper in the deposit is 55 billion pounds, which is up 12% compared to the estimate released in December of 2008. The estimate for the amount of measured and indicated gold in the deposit is 67 million ounces, which is up 14% compared to the earlier estimate. The estimate for the amount of measured and indicated molybdenum is 3.3 billion pounds, which is up 16% compared to the previous estimate. Those estimates do not include the inferred mineral resource, which stands at well over 25 billion pounds of copper, over 40 million ounces of gold, and over 2.3 billion pounds of molybdenum. Heatwall says the drilling program over the past couple of years confirms more minerals in the deposit.
The more holes that you drill, the greater predicted certainty that you get. Of course, nothing would be fully certain until you start mining, but as you you drill more holes, your knowledge of what's there is enhanced, and that's what's happened here. And then there's also an economic calculation that factors into the estimate.
Heatwall confirms that the Pebble Partnership is currently examining the details of its proposed scope of work for this year, and that plan will be announced once it's approved by the partnership's board of directors.
We're looking at all of our data and planning our summer exploration program, so our site work will start to pick up as we get closer to May. Our season looks like probably May to October in terms of the higher activity, but we'll probably have a better sense on our work plan with more details here probably the next several weeks.
One of the major goals for the Pebble Partnership this year, according to Heatwall, is to conclude the pre-feasibility study for the proposed Pebble Mine.
In terms of 2010, we're not currently planning on going into permitting. And from a stakeholder news perspective, the best thing to be on the lookout for is conclusion of what we call our pre-feasibility study work, which again is the engineering, environmental, and economic work to determine what type of project we would ultimately take forward. And then really the product to look for out of that is what we call a preliminary development plan, which addresses a lot of the questions that folks have about Pebble. And then from that, there's kind of two key documents that you take into permitting. There's the preliminary development plan, which sketches out, the mine, transportation corridor, port, and all of that. And then the environmental baseline document, which is the baseline characterization of the environment in and around what we call the mine study area. And those two are essentially what you take into permitting and present to the government agencies, and then they begin their extensive review.
The news release announcing the new resource estimate at the Pebble Deposit notes that the likelihood of future mining at the Pebble Deposit is subject to a large number of risks and will require achievement of a number of technical, economic, and legal objectives, including obtaining the necessary mining and construction permits and completion of the pre-feasibility and final feasibility studies. Heatwall says the project still faces some challenges.
And while there's definitely a resource there, turning that into a development plan is a significant piece of work, and that's what we're focused on.
You can find the new resource estimate for the Pebble Deposit on the Pebble Partnership website at pebblepartnership.com. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.